This is Northwest News from KNKX. The middle fork of the Snoqualmie River has long been thought to have huge potential as a recreational area less than an hour from Seattle. It's at the heart of 1.5 million acres of open space in the mountains to Sound Greenway along I-90. But for decades, the valley was so trashed that even local law enforcement considered it dangerous. That is changing now that a new paved road into the area is nearing completion. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to check it out.
Mark Boyer stands on the side of a trail near the newly paved Middle Fork Road, looking at a twisted wreck of rusty metal embedded in the forest floor.
It's one of the final relics of what we all know as the bad old days in the Middle Fork. There used to be over 150 vehicles that have been shot up, burned, stolen, chopped up for parts, and really kind of gave the valley the old reputation as a very, very lawless place.
Meth labs and unauthorized target ranges used to make it a scary place to visit. Boyer is one of the old-time activists who helped clean it up, starting 3 decades ago. Now he's on the board of the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust, which has been instrumental in transforming this area into what they're expecting to be a destination for all kinds of recreation. The Greenway's executive director, John Hoekstra, says they've done it by forming partnerships with government agencies to move the land here into public ownership. Now much of it is an official conservation area in state hands.
Forest roads have been decommissioned, which took away the hiding places, the chop shops and meth labs and car dumpers and junkers had to hide in, so it cleaned up the valley.
They've put in and made plans for dozens of new trails and improved many old ones. But the biggest draw will likely be the new road at the heart of it all, which is expected to formally open next fall. If it all pans out as predicted, there's concern even new parking areas won't accommodate the crowds. So the Greenway Trust and its partners are exploring a possible shuttle system from North Bend. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.